This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition, I have one of my favorite guests, and I know a lot of our listeners' favorite guests when it comes to talking about resource stocks, Brent Cook from Exploration Insights. Brent, we had you on the show earlier this week on Wednesday. We talked in a more broad sense about management teams, stuff that you like in certain management teams, as well as the aspect of a lot of paper becoming free trading thanks to all the private placements that were undertaken in the last 4 months. Let's talk about stocks in this segment. And the first stock I want to talk about is Colorado Resources. You were just on a site visit at Colorado Resources property up in the Golden Triangle. Can you give us a little rundown about what you saw up there?
Well, the Golden Triangle is probably one of the most prolific mineralized regions or terrains I've seen in a long time. It's certainly comparable with the Andes. I mean, you've got projects up there like Pretium Brucejack, which is multi-million ounce deposit that's going into production. You've got Sea Bridges, 30-plus million ounces up there. Eskay Creek, which is extremely high grade. It's just a very mineralized area. And so we went and looked at Colorado's project, which consists of a very large area with multiple mineralization centers. All of them show signs of gold mineralization, sometimes copper, sometimes zinc. And it's never really been put together the way that Colorado's putting it together. They put on a geologist, Jim Oliver, who's one of the best exploration guys I know of. And so they're just redefining and reevaluating what has been done in the past, because it's been hit and miss in the past, and coming up with some very large conceptual targets that, if successful, could really impact the share price. Again, we're looking at other projects in that region that are 5, 10, 30 million ounce size deposits.
Now, how much drilling do you think Colorado is going to need to do, or how much would you like to see them do to move this property forward?
Well, certainly as much as possible. When I was there, they had two rigs on site. They were bringing another on site. It was going extremely smoothly. They started off on one target that had the most info previously, Inel, or Inel. And the idea was originally there was just to confirm some geologic concepts and tighten ideas up and then take that to other parts of the project that have not been tested in detail. And so Inel's results have been all right. It might be a deposit, but it's not really what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a large discovery. And by the end of this field season, call it late September, we should have a sense of whether they've made a discovery or not. And that's what I'm hanging in there for. It's fascinating in that 20 years ago, a lot of the ground we were walking across and finding new mineralization was under ice. That's how fast the glaciers are receding up there.
Now, isn't that an interesting aspect of the climate change that we're seeing around the world, is that it is opening up these different areas in a much more exploration sense? Do you think that we will see more of an influx of takeovers, maybe even M&A activity in such an area like the Golden Triangle?
For sure. If there's a discovery made, the takeout potential is going to be pretty good. What's happened not only over the past 20 years with the glaciers melting is that now there's some hydropower plants in there. There's a road into it. The project used to be in the middle of nowhere. Now it's about 10, 15 kilometers from the end of a well-graveled road that's all year. So your infrastructure costs, your capital costs, are considerably less than what they were 20 years ago. I think if the discovery is made, the odds are that someone's going to take it out.
All right, Brent, let's switch focus. Actually, real quick, Colorado Resources is traded on the Venture Exchange under the symbol CXO. Also, for all our U.S. listeners, CLASF. Brent, let's switch focus. Talk about Orezone. We've talked about Orezone before, but I believe just this week, your partner, Joe Mazumdar, came out with a post to your subscribers talking about the valuation of Orezone. Can you share some of those details with us, please?
Right. Orezone has a oxide gold deposit in Burkina Faso. They run through and put together a resource feasibility study and got the thing permitted. They did it rather rapidly because they wanted to beat, they wanted the permit to beat the new regulations, which they did. The company itself, Orezone, is run by a very technically competent, honest management. I put them squarely on the side of the good guys category. Unfortunately, the resource estimate that was previously used, more detailed estimation methodologies and additional drill holes by a different resource estimator knocked about a third of the resources off the what they claimed and hoped to mine. What that did was knock the stock down by half from, what was it, $1.20 to 60 cents. We got a lot of queries from subscribers whether this was a good opportunity or not. So what we did, Joe and I, was went through all the data, all the information, put together a valuation on it, NPV of some sort, at gold price, and made some assumptions. And that's what we talked about in the letter as to how we went about it, what we thought it meant, how this happened, and whether we felt it was a good or a poor investment thesis to buy into it. So what we're going to do is post that on our website by this, well, this weekend, so it should be up, so that people can see how we at Exploration Insights look at projects, look at companies, look at investments, because I think it's somewhat different than a lot of newsletter writers do.
It absolutely is, and I know that I log into your site on a regular basis to get an understanding of what you guys are looking at, plus I have the luxury of talking to you on a regular basis, which I find completely invaluable to myself. Brent, one final topic, another recent piece that you and Joe are discussing are fatal flaws that you think investors should stay away from. Can you share some of those fatal flaws to our audience?
We put out that was last week's newsletter. And we know that the overwhelming majority of projects out there are going to fail for some reason. And therefore, it's our job, I guess, to find the fatal flaw in a company, in a project, and get out of the way before everything collapses. And so we went through and listed a bunch of fatal flaws that we look for, ideas and tips that retail investors can use to evaluate a company and its projects ahead of a disaster. It's not uncommon for a company to make some nice drill results or some nice, you know, what looks to be a discovery, and typically that'll take the stock up from, call it 10 cents to 20, 30, 40, 50 or more. That rise is fantastic, but the further that rise, more information comes in. And you need to evaluate that information as it comes in to see what's gone wrong, be it size, grade, metallurgy, because you can make, we have made really good money on projects that ultimately failed. So that was sort of the thesis behind our fatal flaw and red flag letter last week. A simple one that anyone can do is I go to a website, and that's your first impression of the company. If I see an American Eagle, the Statue of Liberty, gold bars, that sort of thing, that's a clear red flag. I would stay away from companies like that. Likewise, over-the-counter listed U.S. stocks, I would be very cautious of them. They don't hold to the same standards as the Canadian standards hold to. So those are just two things that you can see right off the bat going to a website.
Brent, always enjoy chatting with you. Everybody, if you have any questions for Brent, feel free to email me. I'm happy to pass you on. Also, make sure you go check out Brent's website, explorationinsights.com. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Talking with an old friend of ours. I don't want to say that he's old in terms of years, but he is. David Morgan. David, neither one of us are getting any younger as the days go by. Boy, we have a lot of history. We should write a book together. No question about that. You know, Corina, I feel very strongly, along with many of our other regular weekday guests, that we could be in the beginning of a rather interesting bull market in the low-priced precious metal sector in terms of the companies. I feel very strongly that we could be in that area. I'm looking for a replay personally of 2010, which was a very, very good time, certainly for me and a lot of other investors. Having said that, I want to talk a little bit about a special type of investment that perhaps a lot of our listeners are unaware of, and that's what is known as streaming royalty companies. Can you define that and tell us a little bit about them?
Well, absolutely. There's two types. One's a royalty company, which is basically defined, and you can Google this and get more information, but from a top-down view, it's basically a company that you participate in that company's end product, gold, silver. It could be another product. You could do it with lithium or whatever, but primarily it's in the precious metals arena. And you get like a 4%, 3% override on what comes through the smelter. So it protects the streaming or royalty company, doesn't really care too much about what the price of gold or silver is, because they've already locked in a set price and a set percentage. So it's a great way for a company to make money hand over fist, really. Well, that may be somewhat of an exaggeration. Make good money in bad times. I'll give you a couple examples. Most of our top tier picks are, I'd say, half royalty companies. And from the time that we started, if you hung in there with the Morgan Report and you bought our top gold royalty company, you're up 614% as of the last Morgan Report update, which was over last weekend. If you were in our top overall royalty company, you are up 358%. And you got to remember, we've gone through 5 years of a bad market. If you were in our favorite silver streaming company, which is more of a streaming company, I'll define that in a second, you were up 629%. So there aren't many that are in the junior space right now that can make those kind of claims from, you know, roughly the 2005, 2004, 2002 level, which is when we put these on the Morgan Report. Streaming company differs from a royalty company, and it isn't at the end of the smelter. A streaming company basically participates in the amount of flow or the amount of throughput coming through a particular mining venture or a part of a mining venture. For example, some of these companies have they're conglomerates. They have mines in several different places, and in some cases you might just have like a 10% stream coming off one of those areas. Or in other cases, it could be over the override of the whole company. They're a little bit more lucrative, but there's a little more risk involved because it depends on the flow rate. So let's say that the geologist miscalculated and they calculated something that is wrong. And so you think you're going to have a 10-year stream, and it turns out to be a 5-year stream. But the upside's also there as well. So they're very difficult to go wrong with a royalty or streaming company as long as the golden rule is applied, which means you have to have some diversification. You can't just do it with one company. If you have a portfolio of 10, or probably 5 would be enough, but 5, 10, 15, like, you know, Franco-Nevada or Silver Wheaton or some of these companies I've mentioned, you are in really, really good shape. And you're going to make money even when the metals themselves are not doing that well.
Well, and David, I think it is important for investors to understand what the difference are between streaming companies and royalty companies. And it is the difference between whether a company gets actually cash in the door or if it gets the actual metal in the door. And it also comes down to the aspect of who the underlying company that is producing what they are producing, and as you said, how accurate their estimates have been, because these companies that benefit from good, positive production, they don't actually necessarily control the production of the underlying company that they have, let's say, given money to help move into their production phase. When you're looking at either streaming or royalty companies, what are some of the crucial elements that you look at? Is it where their streams or royalties come from location-wise, or does it come down to management?
Both, and they're weighted differently. Usually it's weighted on jurisdictions. So, for example, I mean, one of the best gold companies in the world is in Venezuela, but I wouldn't touch it for years and years. So regardless of who's managing it, I just wouldn't do it for the political risk. So normally it's where the jurisdiction is. Sometimes we'll hedge more toward the management, been there, done that so many times. that you just trust the people, sort of like betting the jockey on a horse race. But we weight them, and there's more to weigh than that, Corey. But I like what you said about, you know, are you getting the medal or are you getting cash? And the other thing that you mentioned, and I'll add on to, is Reuters came out September 2nd and said that gold mining companies expanded their global hedge book by a further 21 tons in the second quarter to the highest level in 6 years. And, you know, some of my Morgan Report subscribers, website members, said, geez, what's going on? Well, they don't really understand. Some understand this, some don't. Is the banks control a lot of these mining situations because they've loaned money to put these companies into production, and they get to make the calls on when they need to hedge or not hedge. So if you're looking at a gold price that's higher than it's been for quite some time, although in my view low, the bank might say, look, you need to hedge, you know, 30% of your production at these levels or whatever. Some are doing it on their own. They have their own algorithms, they've got their own expertise, whatever. I'm neutral on hedging. What I'm really not for is over excessive speculation, especially by a mining company itself. So if you're going to hedge 6 months of production or even a year, I don't have a problem with that. But when you're out there, you know, swinging the bat at 10 years worth of production, that's not hedging, that's speculating.
Total speculation. David, you are the CEO of a company called Lemuria. We've talked about Lemuria in the past. Actually, it was a number of months ago. Tell us how that company has progressed since we last talked, let's say 6 months ago.
Well, it's in the public domain. And if you go to lemuriaroyalties.com, you can read the public domain. Some of these are not for circulation in the U.S., so I'll just put that right out at the top. But we've gathered quite a bit of capital from our initial investors. And we made our first acquisition, which is Fortuna, one of their situations. It's a royalty, not a stream. We have been in negotiations with many companies based on, you know, my knowing these people for years and also others on the team. You can read the whole team on the website. And we are still looking for, you know, second, third deal. We're cashed up pretty well for right now. We're not at our goal, but it's going very well. I'm very happy to provide this. And it's a niche market, Al, which means these are levels of company streams and royalties that a Franco-Nevada or a Silver Wheaton would not be interested in. They're too small for these type of conglomerates. But for a smaller company, they fit us really, really well. And when we put a package together of, let's say, five or more, the whole package might look rather more than presentable to another company.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. but you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Speaking of educational opportunities, you know, we're talking with Brian London right now, Brian Lundin. And Brian, you've got your New Orleans Investment Conference coming up on October 26th through 29th. Now, we're on record as saying we feel, hands down, that is the best investment conference / political discussion conference of virtually anything that happens in North America. You know, under the guidance of Jim Blanchard, got involved in this thing, and I got to tell you, you're doing a fantastic job. Tell us about some of the headline speakers who are going to be there the 26th to the 29th of October.
Well, first off, Al, thanks a lot for saying that. You know, I have to admit, it's a pretty popular opinion out there, but it's all due to Jim Blanchard and what he started in this formula he had of just throwing out the best value possible out there and getting the biggest names in all of the different areas, geopolitics, economics, investments, and, you know, and to hell with the cost, just throw all the value out there and people will come. And it's worked, and we've tried to burnish that legacy over the years since Jim passed. And this year, I think we've really done it again, you know, we've got the big name speakers. We have PJ O'Rourke, who's just outstanding, is kind of our geopolitical and entertainment type speaker. We have James Grant, who I think's the smartest and most eloquent guy on Wall Street. You know, and more and more people are realizing why all of the smart guys on Wall Street just look up to this guy. He's just an incredible writer and incredible analyst. We have Stephen Moore, well-known advocate for free markets and economists. Charles Krauthammer, of course, returns, and he's just wildly popular with our attendees. We're going to have Doug Casey back again, of course. We have a new speaker in James Altucher, who people are calling the Oprah Winfrey of the Internet, who's an entrepreneur, self-made hedge fund manager, investor, and entrepreneur who has just an a huge following across the world for his unique views on really just about everything. You just have to see this guy to believe him. And Dennis Gartman's going to be here again, Peter Schiff, plus literally dozens of the top experts in every investment area. And, of course, you know we have a particular focus on precious metals and mining stocks, and we've come to be known as the place to be in a bull market environment for metals and mining stocks. And that's why I can offer a guarantee to people that if they don't get back four times the amount of money they've spent to attend the conference, then we'll give them a full refund. If they don't get that back within 6 months of attending the conference, they can write us and get their entire registration fee back. So, you know, we can do that with confidence, knowing that over our 42-year history, every time in an event like this, people come back with these multi-bagger winners, you know, these junior mining stock tips that subsequently double, triple, sometimes even go up 10, 20 times in value. It's really the kind of an opportunity that comes, you know, with the New Orleans Conference every year. But the New Orleans Conference, as a bull market in the metals is kicking off, is really an opportunity where if you don't take advantage of it, you're really cheating yourself and your loved ones out of the opportunity to make really significant profits.
Well, Brian, I have to say I've been to the New Orleans Investment Conference, I think, 3 or 4 years now, and I will be back set up recording many, many interviews from the conference this year. If anybody wants a little idea of some of the companies that Brian has, some of the speakers that he has, and the time that even I get with them, which all the attendees get to have with these companies, just go check out some of the recordings that we released last year in the early part of November. I sat down with a number of good companies, and if you look back to those companies when they were trading at that point, they've already, well, more than doubled, even tripled. It was obviously a good time for me to be there, and I think a good time for a lot of attendees. This year I'm looking forward to it as well, mostly because of, well, obviously you have great speakers, but it's a great chance to spend some time with these companies that will be attending. And Brian, now that we've seen this upturn in the precious metals and companies raise money and do even more work on their properties, what has their response been to your show, either signing up and following through with some of the people that they're bringing?
Well, Corey, I think you're absolutely right to stress our exhibit hall. It's really a treasure trove of opportunities, and the chance that attendees have to go find these companies, learn their stories, and talk to management face to face, and, you know, tell them the hard questions is just invaluable. And this year we have more than ever. You're right. Companies finally have some money. They finally have the funds necessary to go out and advance their projects. Some of these companies were forced to basically do very little on their exploration projects for 3 years or so. And now they're back out there. They're running the drills. They're getting results. And this is the key time. You know, you can read a news release, but then when you go up to the guy that's directing the drills and you ask him about what are you seeing there, and you can look in their eyes and see, are they excited? You know, are they answering the questions the right way? Are they admitting to what perhaps could go wrong with their plans? That's where you really find these opportunities, and you eliminate a lot of risk while finding the gems that have tremendous upside potential.
You know, I want to stress one thing that Brian just said. I've been investing in these companies for a long, long time, about 35 years or thereabouts, and I have to say the industry has treated me very well, my family and I. I go on one thing, and that is I go all about personalities. I go all about my read on the management, et cetera, and I have to tell you, it is invaluable to be able to speak face-to-face with the executive of a publicly traded company. Press releases are great, but, you know, they're kind of like emails in the sense that you can't really get a feel for mm-hmm. where the person is coming from. And that's where Brian's show, if you are an investor, That's where Brian's show is incredibly valuable. And I have to stress one last thing. The market has turned, in my opinion. So I think you're going to see a lot of opportunity in the future.
Absolutely. And you get the chance to not only talk to the companies, but you know, these speakers, that these experts, you get to go up and talk to them and mingle with them in the halls. And they love it. They love talking to the attendees and, you know, some of the bigger names. You can take pictures with them and et cetera. But, you know, the experts in this area of the mining shares, you can see what they think about the companies you own. And ask them, you know, what you should be looking at and really get in the room, as we say, in the business on some deals that are developing, new opportunities that are developing that you would never find otherwise.
Well, if anybody wants more information on the New Orleans Investment Conference, you can go to neworleansconference.com. You can also email Al or I directly, and we are more than happy to put you in touch with Brian and his team to help expedite the registration process. As I mentioned, I will be at this show, again, conducting a number of interviews if anybody is in the area or planning on attending and has any questions about the show. I'm more than happy to personally answer any of the questions that you have. And as Al stated at the onset, I think this is one of, if not the best resource conference that we go to, especially in the U.S. Plus, New Orleans is a great time of the year to visit. Sure. The weather, very, very decent, I would say, warm compared to where I'm coming from in Vancouver. And the access on a four-day basis to all these companies and all these speakers is definitely worth your time. Brian, thanks for your time. Everybody, be sure, please check out that website. Stick around. I'm going to be right back with Byron King.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm joined by a regular guest on the show, Mr. Byron King, but I am bringing on Byron for a slightly different reason, mostly because he has just launched, actually back at the beginning of May, a new gold-focused newsletter with a friend of this website, Jim Rickards. We've had Jim on the show a number of times discussing his best-selling books focused on gold, but now I want to bring Byron on the show to chat about this newsletter called The Gold Speculator. Byron, you and Jim, you more specifically, focus on a number of small and medium-sized exploration, even some production companies. We'll get into some of the companies and talk about some of your recommendations. But first, can you provide our listeners with a little background on what this newsletter, The Gold Speculator, is all about, please?
I sure can, and it's a pleasure to speak with you and to have a chance to talk to your listeners. It's now, you know, September of 2016. I just want you to think back a year ago, you know, to September of 2015. It was the mining zombie apocalypse. I mean, everybody was waiting for the mining industry to just completely implode into a black hole and, you know, go to oblivion and turn into some degenerate form of matter. I mean, you could not give away newsletters on gold and silver about a year ago. I mean, nobody wanted to buy them. You know, so September, October, November, December, you know, we had a terrible end of the year. And then finally, you know, we started to get some stirrings, some pulse or some heartbeat in the gold silver industry in January. I mean, in my experience, it was around January 20th when I saw news that the Bank of Japan was going to negative interest rates. I said to myself, you know, this cannot continue. I mean, nobody's going to put their money in the bank just so that they can lose money on it. They're going to start to buy gold and other things that you can, you know, stuff in the mattress or stuff in a safe deposit box. And really, when you look back, you know, that end of January was kind of the turning point for that. So anyhow, we had the mining share turnaround, the gold, silver, and then the mining share turnaround starting January, February, and then by March, things were off to the races. The group that I work with, Agora Financial, you know, we recognized that something big was going on. So in April, we started to put together a new newsletter, and then the idea was that I would team up with Jim Rickards, who, as you said, is a friend of your show here. And Jim is, I hope, well known, or pretty, you know, fairly well known to the listeners out there. I mean, he's a big macroeconomic guy. I mean, he really understands. You know, I mean, you can sit down and talk with Jim about the Federal Reserve and interest rates. And I mean, he has a degree from Johns Hopkins University. And Jim has been around big money and big policy for, you know, like 40-something years. And so he's a great, fabulous guru in terms of, you know, where things are going and how to decipher the tea leaves of the Federal Reserve, things like that. So Jim does the big macro stuff in our Gold Speculator newsletter, the Rickards Gold Speculator. And then I do, you know, the stock picking. And the focus is, or the idea is, that we will go for small to medium size, and I break them into three different lines: explorers, developers, and producers. You know, like early stage producers, you know, developing developers, and then, you know, just solid explorers. Because each of those are sort of a different beast in terms of how do you decide whether or not you want to buy into a company like that. And in fact, we call it the gold speculator and not the gold investor, because really a lot of these early stage companies are speculations. But the idea is that we want to protect against the downside, but look for an asymmetric upside in terms of the return on, you know, on the money that you put on the table.
So, Byron, as I've been reading through your newsletter, you've been kind enough to send me a couple of versions, and I think that it is very valuable, especially when I look at the companies that you are following. I want to focus on a couple companies, the first one being Orin Resources. We've had Orin on the show a few times, and we will continue to have them on the show. I know our audience is interested in what these guys are doing. I personally like the optionality that they have with their properties up north, and then also their properties down in Peru. Can you take us through why you like Orin Resources?
Oh, sure. I've known about the people behind it for a while here, because, you know, Ivan Bebeck has been around for, you know, a good many years. He's done very well through a couple of companies, Caden Resources. He's made some money for his shareholders. And I sat down and met them at PDAC, the producer, or the Explorer Developer Conference in Toronto in March. I sat down with their geological team, and we had a really, really great talk. I mean, I went away just blown away by the quality of their exploration team. It's a bunch of former Newmont mining guys who absolutely know what they're doing, and Ivan has given them, you know, free rein and some money to go out there and do great things. And so I was completely impressed with the quality of people at Orin Resources. The time that I met them in Toronto, we talked about the Committee Bay play that they've got up in Nunavut, Canada, up on the off the in Hudson Bay there. And I was impressed at the way they're using just classical old rock pounding boot marching geology with high tech. I mean, they were using drones to do surface mapping, and they would map it with a drone that just terabytes of data from drones, and then they'd put on a map, and then they'd send the guys out on the helicopters, you know, burning all the expensive gas and everything else to actually do the work after they really, really isolated the targets that they want. I was totally impressed with that. And then later I met them again, and we went over the work that they're doing in Peru, in southern Peru, and that is a fabulous, just a brand new mineralized district in that area. So Committee Bay or Peru, either one of those could be a company maker. And then just maybe 2 weeks ago, they made a deal to acquire a company called Homestake Resources, which is up in like the Golden Triangle area, you might say, of northwest British Columbia. That's a whole nother kind of play. So they have really good people. They've got the ability to do the work. And as the explorers go, they are isolating the sweet spots, and they're going to be drilling, and they're coming up with more and more resources. So I was very impressed with that. So Orin is on our portfolio on the Rickards Gold Speculator, and we track them, and I follow them, and I basically write something about them every week. I'm in touch with management. They've been very, very kind and very, very good about sharing publicly type available information with me.
So, Byron, real quick, we are running out of time here, but I did want to talk about a different area. In Nevada, these Carlin-style plays, another couple companies that Al and I have a history with, New Legacy and Gold Standard, related in a certain sense. Can you give us a quick rundown why you like these two?
Oh, sure. I mean, you start with the zip code, you know, which is Nevada. I mean, nice, safe jurisdiction, very mining friendly. It's all dug up, drilled up, you know, fairly well known, lots of interstate highways and infrastructure. So, I mean, if you're going to build a gold mine, you may as well build it next to a whole bunch of other gold mines, you know, the old classic mining concept. I like Gold Standard Ventures, and I like New Legacy because Gold Standard is right in the heart and the sweet spot of the Carlin trend. In fact, they have one of the last really undeveloped Carlin type of deposits in that Carlin trend, you know, just west of Elko. I've visited, I've been there, I've met their geology team, everybody. I have shook hands and sat down and talked with everybody on there on the payroll. I like that company. And then New Legacy, which is a new addition to our portfolio, I like that company too. Again, I visited Nevada. They're a little bit west in the Cortez trend, just right southeast of Barrick Gold Rush deposit and Barrick Gold's Cortez Hills deposit and Barrick Gold's pipeline deposit. In fact, if you draw a line through those three Barrick plays, you know, boom, you hit the New Legacy, what they call the iceberg deposit, as in tip of the iceberg. I've met management. I've met the geology team. I've been out there, kicked the rocks. I like the company. They're in the right place at the right time. They're drilling holes. In fact, New Legacy, just this few days ago, this past week, you know, they announced a very nice, mineralized hole, two mineralized holes that they pulled out of the ground. So, yeah, I like both of those companies.
And just a comment, Orrin, New Legacy, and Gold Standard, I respect all the management there on each one of those teams. I think that these companies, just a couple, a little flavor, a little taste of some of the companies that you're following in the Gold Speculator newsletter caught my eye, and I think it's worth people checking out your newsletter. If anybody wants more information on Byron's newsletter, please feel free to email me, fleck@kereport.com. I'll pass your contact information on to Byron and his team at Agora. Hope everybody enjoyed this weekend show. Hope everyone enjoys the first full weekend of the NFL action. I'm excited. I hope you are. Thanks for your time, Byron.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.